This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Listen to Wrestling Roundup on Free FM, RFM, and MP. As always, I'm Grady, and live on Skype, we got Josh.
Hey.
Now, we got quite a lot to get through this week, both the main roster and NXT having premium live events this weekend. Starting off Night of Champions. Let's jump around the card. There's two non-title matches, one of them's being promoted as a main event. Let's chat about the other one, Becky Lynch, Trish Stratus.
That should be an interesting match. It should be an okay one. I think Trish wins.
Yeah. The question here is, obviously we know Trish Stratus is booked to a little bit longer of a deal. She is going to be sticking around after this one. You know, if she was heading off, I would say obviously Becky goes over here, but is this the feud? Are we going to continue this one? Are we going to branch off heading towards the rest of the year?
I think we'll branch off, because I think this is going to be yet another one of those differences between her and Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte went over on Trish. I don't think Becky will.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's an interesting one. I got a feeling Trish is going to float somewhere, whether that be into a title division, whether that be just floating around, and maybe this is how she gets some credibility as a legend, as a top-tier threat, taking out Becky Lynch. Who knows?
Yeah, because the important question that I have to ask here is, if Becky wins, what's next for Becky? The answer can only be one thing, and that's something we don't want to see at this point in the... reign at this point in Rhea Ripley's reign, because that's literally would be the only thing that Becky could go to.
Yeah, which as I say is quite worrying. Ripley's got probably a bit of an easy defense here. Trish Stratus, I think she could beat Becky Lynch, bit of contention there. And yeah, SmackDown Women's Championship was only just gained, even though we're on Raw. Plenty of time to defend it and plenty more opponents before we get to that collision. And talking about Rhea Ripley and her opponents, she's got Natalya here.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be a, should be an okay match. Obviously, there, it should not change hands. Rhea's just got the title, just starting it up. This is basically her first defense of the title.
And it's also an opponent who hasn't had the most momentum. I think Natalya is in this perfect spot where no matter where she is in the card, you can always put her in a championship defense. She'll always put on a great match, and you'll always think she's going to lose. One day she'll surprise me.
Oh, that day was a couple years ago when she actually won the title.
That's true. And it was a surprise. But yeah, with Becky Lynch or Trish Stratus hot on her heels, I think this could be a nice easy one for Rhea Ripley there.
Yeah. I think another thing that we need to remember is that the next premium live event is Money in the Bank.
Mm.
And I think we might have just talked about three of the potential people in the match.
That is true. I presume they're going to do representatives from Raw and representatives from SmackDown, vying for this briefcase. We'll have to see, who goes over in that one and which champion they target on which brand they target. Because the titles are still currently mixed at this point. As we talk about the Raw Women's Championship being defended with two SmackDown superstars, Bianca Belair going up against Asuka.
I think it's time the title changes hands.
We did say that a month ago.
Yeah.
I think that means that this is now overdue.
Yeah. I think Asuka would be a fine champion to take down Bianca. I think if she retains, I think you have to turn her heel. Because at this point, it's gotten to a point where she's now in her second year as a champion, and people are starting to get bored.
Yeah. I think we talked about it a little bit on the last week, so I don't want to re-harp on it too much, but it's time for a change. Whether that change is alignment or a title holder, we need some change.
Yeah.
United States Championship not booked as of time of recording, but the Intercontinental Championship is, it is going to be Gunther, let's be honest, destroying Mustafa Ali.
I think there's a 30% chance that Mustafa Ali wins the title.
You are an insane-o man.
Not really. You have to remember where the event is. Obviously, we're not going to say where. But you have to remember that. And also, like Bianca, Gunther's been a champion for over a year.
That is true.
It would be really easy to put the title on Mustafa Ali. It doesn't have to stay long on him, but it would be a shock win, and I think it would be fine. I do think Gunther retains, but nothing would surprise me with this match.
All right. You have more faith than I do. Yeah. It's an obvious favorite.
I'm being consistent as well.
Yeah, true.
I've mentioned this before.
Yeah, I don't know. I look at the Battle Royal and I see things like Riddle Gunther already being set up. That feels like more the match down the line, but I don't know. People are already talking about, you know, Gunther Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam and things like that. Title not on the line in that one, so does it come off in between? Ali's a great wrestler. Full stop. Puts on amazing matches. Got a little shafted by a couple storylines in the middle that either weren't allowed to go to completion or got neutered before they came out. But, yeah. I'm with you that I wouldn't be mad if Ali won. I just personally don't see it happening. We'll have to see. Three matches being promoted as the triple co-main events. Whatever you want to promote them as. Let's talk about Rhodes Lesnar first up.
They're definitely building this to the point where it's like, Brock should be easily able to beat Cody here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, technically, Brock supposedly just broke Cody's arm twice.
Probably shouldn't be cleared for the match.
Yeah. But Cody is going against medical advice. Much in the same vein of this time last year when he tore his pec. I say that I do think Brock wins. And I think this is the element that gets Cody off television for a couple months before he's brought back in time to begin the process of completing his story.
Yeah, I'm in two minds about this. The first mind is, yes, one and one makes sense for the feud. It would imply a rubber match somewhere down the line. And then the other one is, I just can't doubt Cody. It's weird, right? You've put the immovable force up against the unstoppable object or whatever. And I can't count against either of these two.
It's definitely a catch-22, and it's basically the same thing that happened last year, throw that back to again. We said about the same thing about Seth versus Cody last year.
Yeah.
And Cody went 3-0 in that feud.
By that logic, I'm picking Cody.
I just think Brock wins it may not be a completely clean win. And then he just absolutely demolishes Cody after the match.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. We got a tag team championship match. I can see why this one's up here as a co-main event. It is Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn defending against Solo Sikoa and the WWE Universal Undisputed World Heavyweight Champion, Roman Reigns.
Yep, this should be a fantastic tag team match.
It's not often you see Roman Reigns in a tag team match on the big stage.
Not since the Shield broke up, that's for sure. The first time. there are so many possibilities for this match. Obviously, I think it's in the best interest to keep the titles on Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. But as we've said multiple times in the last 3 years, nothing surprises us with the Bloodline.
You can't bet against Roman Reigns.
Yeah, especially Roman Reigns. I do think Sami and Kevin Owens win, and I think there may be a slight hint at fractures between Roman and Solo. There may not be as blatant as they were in the previous live event between Jay and Solo. But I think there may be a slight nod that Solo could potentially, eventually, turn on Roman. And it'd be revealed he did it for The Rock.
The Bloodline is still the A storyline running through WWE. Obviously, the Usos not having this spot is going to make them pretty salty. Salty enough to do something about it. We'll have to see. I could see this being another case where the Usos come out thinking they're helping, and end up costing Solo or Roman here. Most likely Roman's not going to take the pinfall, so if that team does lose, it'll be Solo. And probably Sami.
In all honesty, it will probably be a disqualification.
True.
I think that would be the thing that would protect our Universal Champion to not have to directly take a fall, but also protect the young Solo Sikoa that they're building slowly. So I definitely think the Usos could try to help and get caught. And that be enough for the referee to say, screw it, I'm throwing the match out.
Yeah, I'm putting a, 85% chance that Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn end up walking out with the titles still. And then a 15% chance that Roman Reigns has to get a wheelbarrow for the amount of gold he has.
Yeah. I think there is a chance. There's a slim chance, but there's a chance. They complete the Sami Zayn storyline by letting him pin Roman.
That would be a nice exclamation point.
Yeah. For that to happen, though, it would require, the grandest set of circumstances to occur. But
never say never.
Yeah, never say never. And it would definitely be the icing on the cake. You separate the Bloodline from them completely by having them do that.
Alrighty, well, there is one match left on the card, but we are roughly halfway through, and the song kind of relates to the match, so we'll talk about that match and Battleground when we get back. Our entrance theme this week is probably one of the most famous holders of the big gold belt when it was in WWE. That is Triple H.
Behold the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
out from the place where the traitor lost both his name and his face. Through the halls and the corridors, stinking in blood, he tasted his grin, and it tasted good. The king took his head, left him broken and dead. Bow down to the king. Bow down to the king. Bow down to the king. Left none living, unable to tell. The king took their heads and he sent them to hell. Their screams echo loud in the place of their death.
And you're back for Wrestling Round upon Free FM, RFM, and MPR. I'm Grady, he's Josh. World Heavyweight Championship, it's back. We had a tournament. I'm going to use all of my breath here to try and recap said tournament. Seth Rollins beat Damian Priest and Shinsuke Nakamura. Finn Balor defeated Cody Rhodes and The Miz. They fought in a semi-final with Seth Rollins winning the Raw side of the bracket. Over on SmackDown, AJ Styles beat Edge and Rey Mysterio, while Bobby Lashley beat Austin Theory and Sheamus. AJ Styles went on to beat Bobby Lashley, heading to our grand final here at Night of Champions for the inaugural World Heavyweight Championship, Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles.
This is going to be a phenomenal match. I'm not sure this will be the main event, the last match on the card. But I don't think anything else will be able to compare to it. I think it'll be that good.
Mm.
These two are two of the greatest ever to do it in the ring. And I think they are going to bring it for this title. I think Seth wins, because there are a lot more interesting storylines that can come out of this with Seth as the champion versus AJ Styles being a SmackDown person holding a Raw championship.
Hmm. Yeah, I think it was implied if a SmackDown person did win that they would get drafted over to Raw. But AJ Styles has the whole club with him, and then you're like, well, does the whole club go? What's happening? A lot of wrinkles there.
So yeah, I think Seth wins, because I think the next night when he would be celebrating, or not next night, but Monday night, when he'd be celebrating on Raw, I think the return of a certain Scottish person might change everything for Raw.
Yeah, there was a severe lack of Drew McIntyre in the tournament, one of the bigger main eventers. That was not featured. Definitely a great first feud for a tweener coming over to face Seth Rollins.
Yeah, rumor has it that these contract issues that they were having has been fixed. He's very happy with the direction that they want to go with him. So my thought is they immediately throw him into a feud with Seth Rollins over the newly crowned World Championship. And you turn him heel.
Why not? It ticks all of the boxes.
Yep, and we have that. And Money in the Bank's in the UK this year. Might not have that be the Raw main event for it.
I don't know. Drew McIntyre doesn't do well at title matches in the UK. 0-1. But yeah, it's definitely an interesting prospect for sure. And a most logical direction. As you say, all of the storylines are mostly there for Seth. A lot less for AJ Styles. Alrighty, well, is there anything else you want to mention? Night of Champions, any crazy wild predictions or anything like that before we move on over to NXT Battleground?
I think we'll get a short match with the United States Championship being defended. I don't know who will be the person that would face Austin Theory, but Austin Theory would still retain, I think.
Alrighty.
NXT Battleground.
Let's rush through these. We got about 8 minutes to get through six matches, so we'll move fast. NXT Tag Team Championship on the line. Gallus defending against the Creed Brothers. Are we going to see some Creed supremacy?
I think we do.
That's the correct answer. I like to hear that. We've also got the NXT North American Championship on the line. Wes Lee defending against Tyler Bate and your boy Joe Gacy.
I think Gacy wins. I think
it's you're picking your boy, of course.
Well, I think it. I just think it's time Wes moved on from the title. And I just see it being more likely that Joe Gacy would win the title than Tyler Bate.
Yeah, I agree. If the title is going to change hands, I do think Joe Gacy ends up with it. I don't know. My gut says Wesley retention, but who knows? Any of these guys would make for great North American champions. Talking about another two guys who would make great North American champions or NXT champions, we have a last man standing. We're trying to end the feud. It's D-Jack, it's Ilya Dragunov, it's the combination of the names that are hard to pronounce.
I'm going with D-Jack winning. I think this is might be Dragunov's swan song. After all, there are serious rumors about him debuting on the main roster. Especially as part of a certain group.
Yeah. I think if that is the case and he is going to be heading off, Dijak winning is obviously making the most sense. I think regardless, this is almost a like unofficial number one contenders match. Whoever wins this and the feud ends, I do see moving on to take on whoever the NXT champion ends up being. And my predictions for both matches to line up requires Dijak to win here. We've also got the NXT Heritage Cup on the line. The British Rounds rules. Noam Dar defending against the newest signing, Dragon Lee.
I don't really care about the Heritage Cup. I know that's a UK thing, but I don't really care. I'm going with Dragon Lee just because I don't care.
Oof. I'm going to go with Dragon Lee as well, but my reasoning is just more we've hired him and we haven't done a whole lot with him. He hasn't been in the most highest profile feuds. He's had a couple multi-mans, a little bit here and there. This just feels like something to do with him. And so, yeah, extremely happy if Dragon Lee does manage to grab a bit of gold, even if it is a trophy he's got to hold instead of a belt around his waist. All right. The vacant NXT Women's Championship vacated by Indy Hartwell because of injury and moving up to the main roster. Oh, I'm going to run through this one as quickly as well. In the first round, Tiffany Stratton defeated Gigi Dolan and Roxanne Perez defeated JC Jane. Tiffany Stratton would go on to defeat Roxanne Perez, locking her spot into the final. On the other side of the bracket, Lyra Valkyria defeats Kiana James, while Cora Jade defeats Fallon Henley, causing the semi-final to be Lyra versus Cora, where Valkyria shocks us all, makes it to the grand final, and instead of setting us up with Cora versus Roxanne, gives us the exact opposite and sets us up Lyra versus Tiffany.
This should be interesting. I'm going with Tiffany simply for two reasons.
You want to break my heart. That's the first reason.
No. No. The first reason is because the last couple of championships have been a face, and I think the champion needs to be heel now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think Tiffany has earned it as well.
I'm gonna go to Lyra for two reasons. One, she's Lyra. Second, means Cora Jade can chase. That's all. We still got about 2-3 minutes left. Main event, NXT Championship on the line. Carmelo Hayes, the A champion with the A championship, defending against the unstoppable Bron Breakker.
Yeah, I think you just said it there. The unstoppable. I think he gets disqualified.
That is one way to stop him.
I think they're going to try to protect Carmella here, and I think they'll just have Braun, because Braun has said multiple times he doesn't care about the championship. Mm. This isn't about it. Yes, the title, the match is for the title, but he doesn't care. I think he wants to hurt Carmella as part of his heel persona. So I think he goes overboard. Maybe he puts in the Steiner recliner, and Carmella finds a way to get to the ropes, but he doesn't break it.
Mm.
And that gets him disqualified.
Yeah, I do think the highest probability is Carmelo Hayes walking out with the gold. As you say, don't super think it's going to be a pinfall win or anything like that. Could be shocked. Who knows, maybe Braun's going to stay down in NXT a little while longer and they're going to give him back the title. But Braun's been at the top of the card for the last ages, year and a half. It's about time he moves on, either to main roster or to have in other feuds. So that is that. We got about a minute left. Anything else for NXT Battleground or Night of Champions or anything else that you wanted to mention before we run out of time?
My only prediction, I guess, could be somebody will debut during the event. Probably to stake a claim of the NXT Championship, because that seems to be a pretty base thing to do for somebody debuting.
Yeah, it was definitely in Braun Breaker's reign. It was the full stop at the end of every premium live event. You'd have your main event, and you'd have your debut, or your person coming out and saying, "Oi, I'm next." Rough on Carmelo Hayes if he gets beaten the HE double hockey sticks out of Braun Breaker, and then D-Jack or someone else comes out as well. A little rough. Alrighty, well, that is all we have time for this week. It's been great talking to you.
Bye-bye.
You can visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/WrestlingRNDUp, or our Twitter page, twitter.com/WrestlingRNDUp, or our YouTube page, youtube.com/WrestlingRNDUp. And we will see you next week with the results from both of those shows. The competition is absent the moment that we show. Countdown from 3, go, press X to reload. Yet they still try to topple the kingdom that we own. Outnumbered but outgunning, we're fearless and crowd stunning. For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.